Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Today, I want to focus on something that I think is really important but doesn't happen enough, and that is, how do we prepare for what comes next? So many people talk about preparing but don't really know how to do it or what to do. I want to focus today on something everybody can do. There's a great quote by Peter Drucker, a real management consultant and guru. He said, the best way to predict the future is to create it. I really like that because it gives us a sense of intentionality related to what we control. If we create our own future, if we shape our own future, we have much more control than if we just allow circumstances or other people to do that. We live in a world that changes at a relentless pace. New technologies, market disruptions, economic swings, social shifts are the norm. They're not the exception. And while we can't always control what's coming next, we can control how we prepare for it. The future belongs to those who are emotionally intelligent, who think rationally under pressure, who respond with resilience rather than react with fear, and continually invest in personal and professional growth. That's who's going to succeed in the future. This is at the heart of what I call the EQ Fit mindset. And that is what I teach in the EQ Fit Masterminds. A mindset designed to help us navigate uncertainty, adapt with agility, and thrive in both life and work. As always, I like to share a story. The last few years have seen massive changes in every aspect of our work and our lives. Old models and methods do not meet the needs of our changing world. I will never forget when one of my clients asked me this question. We can't keep doing things the way we used to do it. They're just not working. How do we prepare for what comes next? And that's where I got the title for this episode. Can you hear the emotions in that, though? Things are not working that used to work. So there's fear, there's worry, there's stress, there's anxiety, there's frustration. How do we prepare for what comes next? There's uncertainty in that. There's lack of confidence. There's anxiety. And maybe there's some hope in that. Notice that emotional drivers are underneath everything that we do, every part of our lives. And the more that we can learn those skills of emotional intelligence and navigate and manage our own emotions and the emotions of others, the better off we're going to be. The one consistent thing that I know will work in times of rapid change has very little to do with strategy, with contingencies, with planning, or with circumstances. Our mindset is the internal operating system that governs how we perceive, interpret, and respond to the world. It is a dynamic integration of our beliefs, our values, our emotional patterns, our thought processes, our learned habits, and even our spiritual orientation. Like the software in a computer, mindset silently runs in the background, influencing every decision, every behavior, and every relationship outcome. Your mindset doesn't just affect what you do. It profoundly determines how, why, and whether you do it at all. Recently, I had the opportunity to work with a group of leaders in developing their mindset. being highly experienced technical professionals, they had a very firm grasp of logic and reasoning in the arena of technology. The challenge arose when so many changes were happening in their area of focus that how they had been successful in the past was not working as well. That is when self-doubt and stress increase. Both of those are generated as emotional drivers. My work with these leaders allowed me to show them, through a curated package of assessments, the current state of their mindset and which specific areas would help them the most. Being data-focused in their work, they truly appreciated a data-driven approach to growth and development. So here's what happened. They became aware that their internal operating system needed to be upgraded to add critical success factors like emotional intelligence, habit transformation, and very specific skill development. Each individual was provided a pathway unique to them to achieve this upgraded mindset. The result is it's paying off for them. They are coming up with innovations, new ideas, new ways of doing things, and they're seeing their success return to and even exceed what has happened in the past. The beauty of this process is it only takes a short amount of time to invest in significantly upgrading your mindset. Why would you do that? Because it becomes something that lasts a lifetime. So a simple investment of 12 weeks can give you lifetime benefits, lifetime results. What is the key to all of this? Effectively preparing for what comes next can only happen when we build a mindset that is agile, adaptive, resilient, change-embracing, and focused on continuous growth. Why prepare our mindset now? Research from McKinsey & Company in 2022 underscores the importance of adaptability and lifelong learning in the future of work. Organizations and individuals who fail to build these internal capabilities risk being left behind. In other words, the mindset you build today determines your outcomes tomorrow. Whether you're leading a team, running a business, navigating personal transitions, whatever's happening, your capacity to handle change and to handle uncertainty starts from within. It's not about having all the answers. It's about being equipped to ask the right questions, to respond wisely, and to continuously grow. So what are these core elements that I'm talking about? You might have guessed. The first one we're going to talk about is emotional intelligence. These are not just ideas. They are lifetime skills you can build, you can refine, and you can rely on. You can trust that these are going to serve you well. As I said, the first one is emotional intelligence, and that is an anchor in uncertainty. Emotions drive people. People drive performance. That's a quote from Six Seconds, the largest emotional intelligence organization in the world. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions while effectively engaging with the emotions of other people. It's the internal compass that keeps you steady when the world gets chaotic. So, what are emotional intelligence competencies? Self-awareness. Knowing your emotional triggers and patterns, self-regulation, managing your reactions, especially under stress, motivation, generating motivation from our internal drivers, not external factors, empathy, understanding what others are feeling beyond words, social skills, navigating relationships with tact and with intention. So here's a practical growth tip. Here's something you can do. Practice emotional journaling every afternoon, every evening, whenever you get the opportunity. Write down a high and a low from your day, and what emotion was behind each of those. Identify how you responded and how you could improve next time. The second core element we're going to look at is rational thinking. Now, I've had people say to me, Steve, you don't talk much about higher level thinking skills and cognitive thinking and all of that. You talk a lot about emotional intelligence. Yes, I do, because you cannot access your higher cognitive functions, your higher thinking skills, if you are stuck in emotional cycles. And I'm not saying emotions are bad, far from it. They are good. But if you're stuck in non-productive cycles of emotions, that's not going to help you. This rational thinking, let's break it down and look at what we can do here. Then especially think about making really good decisions when we're under pressure or under stress. Emotions provide data, but without rational thinking, we may not do the things we should do. We may act impulsively. We may be driven by anxiety or even bias or fear. Building strong thinking skills means pausing before reacting, evaluating facts and feelings. So considering both of those actually yields us the best outcomes. Challenging assumptions and engaging in intentional problem solving. This is what psychologists call hot cognition, making decisions when emotions are high. It's a skill that can be developed, not just a trait you're born with. So when I talk about these rational thinking skills here, I'm not focused on a specific thinking skill like strategic thinking or abstract thinking, problem solving, numerical reasoning, logical reasoning. I'm not looking at those specifically. What I want to do is set up the environment where all of those can thrive, where we can develop all of those individual thinking skills, but we cannot do that if we don't have the right operating system in place. And that's what this is all about. Now, here's a practical growth tip for rational thinking, how we can increase that. Use the 3 R's framework. Recognize the emotion, reframe the thought, respond with clarity. This simple practice can help you shift from reaction to thoughtful response. That is going to allow you to access and leverage your higher thinking skills. So the third core element here is habit transformation. Rewiring our habits so we have consistent growth. Your habits are your autopilot. I'm going to say that again. Your habits are your autopilot. The studies tell us 43% of our daily decisions and actions are done habitually. That means 43% of the things you do every day are happening without you putting any thought into it. If those habits are not positive and productive, that could be a problem, right? There are productive habits and there are counterproductive habits. So when we talk about our habits and they're being autopilot for us, we have to think now in times of change, bad habits can sabotage us while good habits can sustain our progress. That's why this is so important. And if close to 50% of our daily decisions and actions and behaviors are habitually driven, we probably need to get that part right, which is a big part of creating the right mindset. The habit story assessment model breaks habits down into 4 parts. The cue, which is the trigger, emotion, or event that happens. Predict, what your brain expects to happen once that cue has been triggered. Act, what you actually do, and then either reinforce or extinguish. what outcome either strengthens or weakens that habit. So do we want to reinforce that habit or do we want to extinguish it? Understanding and transforming habits is crucial for building a mindset that doesn't just know better, but does better. So how can we grow this? Here's a tip. Start habit mapping. For one recurring behavior like procrastination, identify your emotional cue, your automatic response, and a new action to replace it. Reinforce the new action with positive affirmation or reward. That's a great way to have habit transformation. And the fourth core competency here when it comes to developing a mindset so we're ready for whatever comes next is actually skill development, specific skill development. Learn what the future demands. Think ahead. How can we use those cognitive skills to identify which specific skills we need to grow in ourselves? You can't grow what you don't intentionally develop. In today's world, there are three types of skills to continuously invest in. I'm not going to talk a lot about the technical skills in your area of focus, whether you're in IT or construction or engineering or wherever your focus is. I'm going to leave that to you. I want to talk about these other three that will really help you go beyond just the technical skills side of your area of focus. Human skills, emotional intelligence, communication, leadership, collaboration. Cognitive skills, critical thinking, decision making, creative problem solving. That's where our specific cognitive skills come in here. And then adaptive skills, learning agility, resilience, navigating ambiguity or uncertainty. Those three different areas of skills will help create the mindset you want and really that you need to be successful in a world that is rapidly changing. How can we grow this? Pick one new skill every quarter. And I like that approach. Don't try to do six or seven different things at the same time, because it probably will not happen. Unless you're like the 10th of a percent of people in the world that can actually do that. But that isn't most of us. So pick one new skill every quarter, set a micro goal like reading a book, completing a short course, or practicing in a real world situation. Make it visible and track your progress. So earlier in my story, you heard about the assessment package that I gave to that group of professionals. Let me talk about assessments here for a minute, because I think it's so important to understand what they are. And there's so much misinformation out there. You can go on the web and get free assessment for this and free assessment for that, and you're going to get what you pay for. I'm talking about a very specific curated package of assessments, highly validated, which means what they measure is actually what happens. And they're excellent in creating a pathway for growth and development. So why are assessments so important? Number one, we move away from guessing into an actual growth strategy. One of the most powerful tools in developing a growth-ready mindset is assessments. Why? Because you cannot change what you can't see. And we all have blind spots. The right assessments offer insight, clarity, and actionable data. And I stress actionable data. Identify current mindsets, habits, and emotional patterns. Those are some areas we can get out of our assessment packages. Pinpoint growth areas that truly matter. And I think that's really important. We're not the same. We're all different. We're all unique, created uniquely, individually, with our own gifts and talents and experience and culture and background and all of that. And then create a personalized roadmap forward. That's the beauty and the power that comes out of a data-driven approach by using assessments. Again, the good assessments. And if you're thinking about this, assessments, please talk to a certified assessment professional who is certified in multiple types of assessments, not just one assessment here or a personality or a strengths assessment or something like that. That's a very lopsided approach. May help in the short run, but is going to create some other problems down the road. So whether it's measuring emotional intelligence, evaluating response patterns through the habit story, or identifying motivational drivers and learning styles, assessments bring precision to your growth strategy. And that's why I love assessments, because it's working with knowledge, with insight that is actionable. So how can we apply this? Use an emotional intelligence or EQ assessment or a habit story profile every 6 to 12 months to benchmark our progress, make sure that we're moving in the right directions. That's the beauty of assessments. You can actually track your progress and your growth. Treat it like a GPS, helping you course correct and stay aligned with your goals. Here's the long game. We are talking about taking a short period of time in our lives and creating a lifetime skill set. The future will continue to bring change. We know that. But when you prepare your mindset today, you're not just bracing for what's next, you're shaping it. Wouldn't you rather be in a place where you can shape what comes next instead of just bracing for it and taking the impact and hoping you make it through? That's where I want to be. The EQ Fit mindset isn't about being perfect. It's about being prepared, emotionally steady in the storm, relational in everything that we do in an effective manner, rational when the stakes are high, resilient in habit and behavior, and always learning and growing. These are not short-term fixes. They're long-term assets. Invest in them now, and you'll carry them with you for the rest of your life. What would change in your life if your mindset was your greatest asset? Growth doesn't happen by accident. It's cultivated through intentional practice, honest feedback, and daily choices. The good news? You can start today. And if you'd help identifying your mindset, strengths, and gaps, there are tools and resources that can give you a clear starting point. But regardless of where you begin, know this: the future belongs to those who prepare for it from the inside out. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.